In 1981, nearly a century after it was built, the old Lone Star Anheuser-Busch Brewery began a new life as the San Antonio Museum of Art. It's in an industrial area north of downtown and displays works from ancient to modern. The brewery expanded from wooden sheds to a complex of 9 buildings constructed with limestone block bases and buff-colored brick walls. Its 3-story buildings were topped with crenellated towers like those found in Spanish fortresses. Albert Felix Beckman and James Warrenberger were the local architects for the brewery's construction, beginning in 1895. It took $12 million in public and private funds to transform the brewery into a museum and to fill it with art. The Massachusetts architecture firm Cambridge 7, working with San Antonio's Chumney Urrutia Architects, cleaned up the main buildings and installed elevators, air conditioning, white display walls, and modern lighting. A grand trussed walkway bridges the brewery's towers. It's encased in black glass. The underlying buildings mostly were left unchanged. Wide spans and deeply arched concrete floor structures provide display areas for art from Europe, Asia, and the Americas. Rough brick walls and tall windows bring the brewery's history into the museum experience. The museum grew in phases. An outdoor sculpture garden displays artworks that contrast with the rusting barrels and car repair shops on surrounding properties. 2 new wings opened during the 1990s. One displays works from ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome. The other is the Nelson A. Rockefeller Latin American Art Center. Today, the San Antonio Museum of Art is a crossroads of the world's cultures, with a permanent collection of more than 300,000 works. Thanks to the foresight of the brewery's architects, those who visit the museum enjoy a fine blend of world art and San Antonio's past.